A cooperative housing development is considering using community bonds to help raise the capital needed to get the project off the ground. The Fresh Winds Ecovillage Housing Cooperative has been working since January 2023 on planning for a 63-unit village-style housing development off Fairfield Road in Sackville. At the co-op's first public meeting on Monday evening, board members outlined the current plans for the project, including a plan to raise about 12% of the $25 million needed for the project through community bonds, an investment vehicle that would pay community investors a modest interest rate, thereby saving the co-op on higher market borrowing rates. Fresh Winds board members laid out the plans so far for the housing development, which would include about 16 units allocated to be affordable for low-income households, as well as a number of physically accessible units. Fresh Winds is a cooperative, and so instead of renting units to tenants, those who live in the eco-village will be members of the co-op and be part of decision-making for managing the housing co-op. On Monday, board members spoke about the community engagement that comes with co-op style housing, something that resonated with some of the 50 people who attended the information session.
My name is Margaret Ann Capper, and I came to the meeting here tonight because of a general interest in co-op housing and knowing what the housing needs are, but also because I'm an older senior citizen here in Sackville that's living in a family home, and I'm looking at making changes over the next few years and looking for community, which is would be provided by co-op housing. So I like the model very much, and I'm interested in contributing as I can to it.
My name is Kelly Matatal. I am a local person, born and raised here. I work at Mount Allison University. I'm currently renting, and I'm interested in living in a place that is more than just a building. It's a community, and it's sustainable, and it's ecologically sound. And I think that's very important, and this project has really intrigued me from the start. And I'm hoping that I can help it in any way to keep it going and hopefully someday live there myself.
That's Sackville residents Kelly Matatal and Margaret Ann Capper, some of the 50 people who attended the first information session hosted by the Fresh Winds Ecovillage Housing Cooperative on Monday night. Sackville's other housing cooperative, Marsh Winds, on Main Street in downtown Sackville, was also represented on Monday.
My name is Bill Burrows, and I'm the chairman of the board at Marsh Winds Housing Cooperative Limited. And we've been supporting Fresh Winds now for about a year and a half, helping them with some issues that come up. We've been around for 35 years, so we know how cooperatives operate, and we're helping them out in any way that we can.
What do you think of the layout so far and the plan that they've put together so far?
I think they've done a lot of great background work. The architecture is really good, and their ideas and plans in some ways much, much more modern and better than ours. For example, they have plans for making the heating less expensive, and we didn't think of that 35 years ago when we started, so we just got electric baseboard. But sometimes we get members who can afford the housing charge but have trouble with the heating bill. And they seem to have considered everything here. I think they're doing very well with it.
Gary Kerwin was also at Monday's meeting, an original Marsh Winds member. Kerwin came to hear about Fresh Winds as a possible option for he and his wife in their later years. He recalled the efforts that went into getting the rezoning necessary to build Marsh Winds back in the late 1980s.
Oh, I believe it was around 2.5-3 years that we walked the sidewalk, got petition signs, went to council meetings, and had a meeting with the president of the university and everything, where it was a university town. And yes, we had quite a few council meetings, and the final third reading at the council meeting was a tie vote. And the mayor at the time voted to break the tie, and that's why we got the co-op. So it was quite an experience. And then on the board of directors, the wife was the president at one time. I was secretary at one time. It was a rotation. system, right? Yeah.
So you were organizing members, but did you ever live in Marshwinds?
We lived there until 95. Oh. We were in one of the first units that was ready. And we lived there until 95, and then we had a home built in 95. Yeah.
Members of the Freshwinds Board of Directors presented on Monday, outlining the work done to date, including the purchase of the property on Fairfield Road and the sale of the existing farmhouse to help finance that purchase. The group has been meeting weekly for 2 years to come up with a site design and concept and work on the financial plan for the project, which is expected to cost about $25 million to build.
Hi, I'm Judith Snowden. I'm the pro-treasurer and jack-of-all-trades. And I was really impressed with the number of people that were out tonight, and it's really good. It seems that a lot of people don't understand the concept of co-op housing, but I hope they were able to glean some information and some understanding from our presentation tonight, and there seemed to be a lot of enthusiasm from the community. Yeah.
What do you think are still, like, what would you say are the key challenges ahead of you now to get this done?
Just to get the financing. We didn't get the CMHC grant. It was put aside, and that was a bit discouraging at the time. But we thought, we can do it in April, but that hasn't opened up yet, and it's already June. So those are the kinds of things, you know, is the funding and hoping that we can get the government funding. And they thought Sackville didn't need it because we weren't big enough, not realizing that our occupancy rate here is nothing, you know, is zero. So those kinds of things. You're dealing with bureaucracy is bigger than yourself. Yeah.
My name is Tom Snowden, and I am the co-secretary of the group. Well, I was really pleased with the gathering. Good participation, good numbers, very impressive, and good questions as well. It's an informed group and a thinking group, so that was great. Roadblocks as well. I mean, It came up tonight, one person asked the question, are we going to be able to get a builder? Because there are big projects going on. It's difficult to find people to actually do the work. We are hoping that the project is large enough that it will attract some tenders coming in when we get to that point. So we're hoping for that. Yep.
Another board member, Margaret Tews King, told the crowd that the challenges of pulling together a nonprofit housing project in New Brunswick have been extensive, something she's been telling New Brunswick's housing minister, David Hickey, whenever she gets the chance.
Well, we all agree that we're in a housing crisis, but it's really hard to tell given the red tape that nonprofits have to go through in order to access the funding. It needs to be streamlined. At Freshwinds, we feel like we're breaking the path as we walk it for others. And as we break the next few steps of the path, we're giving feedback to the government saying, well, this wasn't an easy process, or this could have been better, just because I think they need to know how hard it is. We're a group of volunteers now. We're very highly skilled volunteers, but that is unusual for people to put in that much effort for possibly no return, which is what I think a lot of organizations are doing right now. We heard there's not necessarily enough funding to go around given the number of projects underway and given the huge need for housing. It's just a drop in the bucket. So there's a lot of ways that the government could make this easier for us. I think Eric said there's about 8 different funding pools we have to apply for. That's very much work to get a project like this going.
The biggest portion of funding needed to make Freshwinds possible will come from the federal government. Last year, Freshwinds' application to a co-op housing fund was not accepted, but the group was told they would be able to apply in the next round when it was announced.
We look at the news every day hoping that that's going to happen, but no, we don't have any idea yet when that's going to happen. We're hoping for this summer, though.
The idea of starting in 2025, what would have to fall into place for that to happen?
We would have to have our funding applications approved by the fall in order for that to happen. And I think we have a couple of really good companies locally that could do some of the initial driveway and landscaping work you know, who probably would be really happy to be involved with a project like that. I don't think that's going to be a barrier to get that done. We all know that it's really hard to find contractors, and so that would be the next thing. But we do need to get some funding confirmed so that we can take that next step.
That's Margaret Tuesking, one of the board members for the Fresh Winds Ecovillage Housing Co-op, speaking to CHMA after the co-op's first public meeting on Monday night in Sackville. You can find more information about the co-op at freshwindscooperative.ca. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.